I'm with Kathleen from Wise Bites. We're near the Gusto TV food stage, and we're at the Fraser Valley Food Show. I love your products, as you know. You gave me some samples. I tried some. I'm not a gluten intolerant person, but I enjoyed them. I think there's a big misconception about your company in that you are a gluten-free company, but you're more of a healthy company. Explain to me what that means.
Thank you, Tammy. I would. The mandate of our company was to be health first. So our mandate was to reduce sugar, fat, and sodium, and that's what we did. And when the next healthy thing that we wanted to do in our products was to draw ourselves to a great flour, and of course quinoa flour has all the amino acids necessary for human consumption. So of course that was easy. Once we had quinoa flour, of course, we are gluten-free. So we're just step by step that we became allergen-free to say this is who we're going to launch, but still the mandate is health first.
I think a lot of gluten-free products can taste great because maybe they contain sugar or unhealthy fats. Tell me what you're using in place of sugar for your products.
Pleasure. We're using date paste, and of course the advantage of date paste as opposed to sugar, refined sugar, is you've got your fiber, iron, also your minerals. So I think that anytime that you can take something out that has absolutely none of those and add something back that does, it's wonderful.
What brought you into this space? It's obviously you've had careers before. What were you doing before, and why this now?
Okay, well, I have done everything in my life, five businesses, everything from farming to high-end fashion retail. But I wanted to do one more business, and this is probably the one I'm most passionate about because I really believe that we are what we eat and that we can affect our health. So if we want to do something to be healthier, we can take the small steps that we can provide to do that. So I wanted to launch a company that would make that easy for Canadians to make good choices. And so if we don't have it handy, if we can't have a little snack like a bar like this handy, we're going to reach for the thing that's unhealthy. So that's why we have Wise Bites.
Your daughter is passionate involved in the business of working with children. Tell us about her company a bit as well.
Okay, thank you. Well, Brandy Wykley is in Toronto. She's launched a new company as well. It's called The New Family. And she's written for years and been senior editors of parenting magazines in Toronto. And Brandy is also very concerned about the health of Canadian children. Her own son is allergic to peanuts. And so we have a lot of good conversations back and forth, support, networking, of course, in this passion to make it easy for Canadians to make good choices about snacks for children and for adults and everyone.
You had said you're free of the top 11 allergens. Just so some of our listeners online for Health Radio, what are those allergens?
My pleasure. They are gluten, wheat, peanuts, tree nuts, sesame, dairy, eggs, soy, fish, crustaceans, mustard seed, sesame seed. We're actually free of the top 19, but we only really talk about the top 11.
That's amazing. And your product tastes good on top of it. Where are you being sold at this point?
Thank you. Well, we're pretty excited to say that a week after Thanksgiving, we're going to be in the Whole Foods stores. That's been a big journey to get there. So very exciting news to be in Whole Foods. Currently, we're also in the Save-On Food stores, Thrifties, Nestor's does a great job. All the beautiful little stores like Nature's Pickings, Stong's on Dunbar, Heritage Meats. We're very pleased to serve all those small ones as well as the big chains. Thrifties does a great job as well. So we're just growing every day. I can't tell you. We're so thrilled. We're taking on another 50 stores in the next couple of months. So very, very exciting.
And your website address is?
www.wise-bites.com.
Thanks for being on healthradio.fm and Health and Wellness TV.
You, Tammy, this is wonderful.